Hey, this is DJ King Jones from chilloverradio.net. Beer is what I have in common with Open Bottle Society. If you want to find out about great tasting beers, visit obsbeers.com. Be sure to tune in to Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific on chilloverradio.net.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SPSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys listen to that warning at the beginning. We're going to go ahead and start off real quick. Everything you need is located on obsbeers.com. All of our social media, everything is located on the homepage of obsbeers.com. Now let's dig a little deeper on obsbeers.com. If you need to reach us, check out our contact page. But if you want to just be a little more creepy, you can contact me at Key, K-E-Y, at obsbeers.com. And Frank, yeah. Where can they find you if they want to get creepy?
Frank at obsbeers.com.
Oh, all right. Anything other social media out there that they want to get extra creepy?
If you want to get extra creepy, you can hit me up on Twitter at GSP163.
How do you spell the GSP?
GSP.
Oh, I like that. All right. So, guys, we want to 100% thank Sean for being here with us. Thanks, Miss Sally, for lighting up our Snapchat, and Chris over there smelling my farts I've been laying down before we started recording. Yeah, we've been hooking him up.
It's like the 4-H club in here.
Fuck yeah. Now, if you ever want to check us out live and just want to see how we do this without any interruptions, check us out on Periscope at OBS Beers, because we're just letting it run. I think that's fair. Let them get a little insight of what we do.
Sure.
And all that good stuff. So, okay, we're going to get down to the show, and today's theme of the show is Imperial Dark Beers. That's some big body shit right now, and we want to thank several people. First off, we want to thank Will for providing two. We want to thank Brax for providing one, and we want to thank Miss Clarence L. Air for providing another one, and of course, I provided one as well. So we want to give shout-outs at the beginning, but we'll let you know individually who gave what. So, all right, Frank, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do we have?
From Two Beers Brewing, we have Overhang Imperial Porter from, I believe this is Alaskan, right? Mm-hmm. It's Perseverance. From Speakeasy, we have Scarface. From Alesmith, we have Speedway Stout. And from Fremont, we have Dark Star Oatmeal Stout.
Okay, so Frank, I was thinking, normally you pick the dessert.
Sure.
And you pick the first one to go.
Mm-hmm.
So is it all right if I do it this time?
How about it?
Let's do the Speedway Stout first.
Okay.
And let me look at this one real quick. I want to do Overhang to last.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
All right, fair enough. All right, guys. Now, oh, I forgot. So we're going to go around the table. Frank, how you been since the last time I seen you?
Great.
Fantastic. I'm doing good, too.
Excellent.
Yeah. John, you good?
I'm fucking horny.
Thank God you sit next to Frank.
I thought those were keys in your pocket.
Them baby dicks.
Ew.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and get started for you. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back. Now, you may ask yourself, man, that was a short intro. But they don't understand what type of night we're about to have, do they, Frank?
No.
All right, so here we go, guys.
Yes.
This beer, we want to thank Mr. Brax.
Yes.
For contributing and giving it to us the way that we like it. Frank, what are we drinking?
From L. Smith Brewing Company, this is Speedway Stout. It's an Imperial Stout. It's 12% ABV. It's brewed out of San Diego. If you want more information on these guys, you can look them up. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. L. Smith Brewing.
Fair enough. Let's crack it open.
Yeah, let's. It looks robust.
Talk about the beer, not me.
I was.
Cool.
Some great head.
Okay, again, quit talking about me. Talk about the beer.
I haven't had like that in quite some time.
Well, we love it. All right, we'll go ahead and pass that on to Miss Sally to hit us up. Photography there for our Instagram at OBS Beers. And so right now, we're going to go ahead and get down to the smell. Let's do it. Frank, what does that smell like? Let me be on the same page as you, Daddy.
Coffee, mocha, chocolate. Comes off a little watery.
A little bit, which insinuates refreshing.
Yeah, the head is really holding like crazy.
Right.
I don't know why that's funny. It's a technical term. I remember my first.
You said the head's holding.
Loser.
That's how you going to do me on the show?
Fuck you.
Oh, well, fuck you, buddy. Fucking Nevada Day. Fuck that shit.
Nevada Day.
All right, so fair enough. Anything else that you enjoy about this thing? Because I'm going to agree with you on the fragrance. I don't think I can pull anything else out of it. And yeah, the head retention is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It is. Look at it. That's it's just sitting there. It doesn't matter how much you finger it. It's not going down.
It's not.
So, and it's a beautiful thing. Oh, wanted to say big shout out to Una Brew for providing the glassware on today's show. And these are great
tulips. My favorite glass.
Yeah, they're beautiful tulip glasses provided by Una Brew, so it's a really cool thing. We're going to go ahead and just, you know, do our thing like that. We're going to go ahead and do it, and we're going to taste it. Oh, wait, no. Like we were taking a picture.
Oh.
Yeah, we were.
Picture.
There it is. There it is. Yay, picture. Yay.
Uh-huh. We'll probably get filtered on that.
Yeah, we will. That's fine.
So let's go.
Yeah, cheers to the taste. That's okay. Okay, right off the bat, watery. Mm-hmm. Super watery, which means ice cold. This thing is going down way too fast. And as we go ahead and work through it, chocolate milk is coming through. A lot of milk chocolate principles, properties such as cocoa nibs is in there, too. It's also gritty on the teeth, so you got like that cocoa powder, but the finish is almost really watered down scorched coffee.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with scorched coffee in the world of beer. That's actually a nice wake up, like, oh, there it is. And it's sharp, very sharp and creamy at the same time. If I were to pull any dark fruit out of this, the only one I can think of is probably either black cherries, or I'm gonna go with fig on that. Almost like if there was like some sort of bready texture going on, I'd like the inside of a fig Newton, which is pretty interesting. And this thing is it's satisfying.
Got a boozy kick at it just in the back.
That's funny. I didn't feel it. I don't even sense it. It's not there for me to even recognize.
It's, you know, when you've got a, this one isn't that high. I think it was 8.
No, I think it was 12.
Was it 12?
Yeah, 12%.
Sure enough, it was 12. Wow,
and I told you, that's why I'm like
confused them.
Yeah, that's why I was like, nothing's there for, and I just wanted to even touch bases on it.
Usually with something 10 and above, you feel that burn in your chest.
Yeah, and it's not.
I feel it more in my mouth.
A little bit like towards the back.
Yeah.
But you know, that's a normal burn for something just in booze and everything. It's a little bit of some astringent feel, but there is none of that warming, which means you can enjoy this a little too much.
Oh yeah,
this doesn't. There's no roadblock. See, when you
this
feel
will
that,
knock you on your ass.
Think about it. As many times we ever drunk these high ABV beers, you feel that burn, that love,
that warning.
Yeah, and you're just like, well, slow your ass down.
Yeah.
Too sweet. It's actually really sweet. Mm. So their malt profile they're using is really good, and I'm telling you guys, there's a lot of chocolate presence in this. And L. Smith and all their Speedway Stouts, I've never had a problem with. They're phenomenal. So Brax, this is really, really good. Anything else you want to capitalize on this?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, you just want to just go ahead and rate this?
Yeah.
All right, let's rate it, brother.
I'm going to give it a 4.25. Still above average. It's good. I think it's a little deceiving. You do get that wateriness. There's not a lot of warmth to it for a high ABV beer, which for some people is good, and for some people it's not so good.
Right.
Because I really do think that burn that you get off of a high ABV is a warning.
Right.
For those folks who are not really used to it, when you get that burn, it's telling you, don't drink too many of me or else you're going to make bad decisions and probably take an Uber home.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or walk a shame.
For some of us, it's a stride with pride.
Right.
I'll do that. So nothing wrong with that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.3. I love it. Everything that I just discussed in it, and I agree with Frank on everything. The whole entire experience with this beer is outstanding. So if you're in the San Diego area or you got yourself a beer trade set up, look for the L. Smith's Speedway Stouts, especially this particular one at 12%. You will be surprised that it's not boozy. The warning that we're telling you is you just got to take your time. Treat it with the respect of 12%. If you've ever had anything in that burn we're talking about, that roadblock, you must, in fact, put that in this place for this beer, because if not, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
Bad time. Be like, what happened? And the next thing you know, you got gnomes hanging out your ass. All right, guys, we'll be back with the next beer.
Gnomes out your ass.
All right, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Right now, we're going to slow it down just a little bit. We want to give a huge shout-out to one of the most coolest people that OBSBeers.com actually knows. Frank has had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman. Sean actually has seen this gentleman in passing in the Sellies. Man, I'm telling you what, they ended up getting 3 autographs by the guy, and I'm only speaking about myself. So huge shout-out to your boy, Key, OBSBeers.com. Sean, shut up. I'm trying to run this bit. Shut up. Okay, fair enough. So Frank Aruna Do, we're ready to move on to the next beer, which was provided by myself. That's why I was setting up. I was going to segue. And I think you've enjoyed everything this brewery's ever came out with, right?
Yes.
All right. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here's my beer.
So from Speakeasy, this is called Scarface Imperial Stout. These guys are out of San Francisco, California. This is 9.5% ABV. And if you want more information on these guys, believe it or not, it's www.goodbeer.com.
Fun, interesting fact about these guys. They were almost lost and now they're back from what I read.
Yep.
Somebody picked it up and helped out all those guys out. And it was pretty sad. It was actually one of our devastating.
It was sad. We rushed out to clear shelves.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, we have to get it. And a few people helped us out getting some. And we were handing them out and doing some giveaways and things like that. So it's really good. And this one has a great head retention as well. And the cool thing is their Speakeasy bottles are, what would you say, this post-prohibition or Speakeasy style?
Pre-prohibition. Yeah. I'm sorry, during Prohibition.
During Prohibition. So we were thinking about knocking on the back door, sleuths, the Minutemen. Would we say the Minutemen back then?
No, that's revolutionary.
No, I'm thinking of a different way. What would we call them? Called the G-Men?
G-Men,
there it is. And they would come knock
talking
on
about it. Like the Untouchables.
Yeah, that sort of thing. You know, Scarface and Al Capone-ish,
right,
and all them. You know, copyright infringement. We can't say Al Capone-nudist, but you know what we're talking about. We can't say it. She'll kick our ass. Yeah, so I appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. So did you tell them how to get a hold of them, Frank?
Goodbeer.com.
Okay, and have you had this one before?
Yes.
And what did you think of it before we get into it? Because this one's been sitting for a long time. Do you remember I was like, I don't know if we recorded it. So it's been sitting probably 2 years?
Probably.
So what did you think of it last time you had it?
I mean, all their stuff I think has been fantastic. I can go with it's not particularly memorable because I can't truly remember this particular beer out of the hundreds that we've done.
Right.
But because it's Speakeasy, I know that the quality that the brewery has produced.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, guys, let's get down to the smell. Holla at you people. Okay, so Frank, what do we have?
Dark chocolate.
Yes.
Definitely not milk chocolate. Dark chocolate. It's a stout. There's got to be coffee. It's not overpowering. It's more like if you ordered a mocha.
Yes.
So there is coffee there, but there is definitely chocolate as well. Comes across as creamy. I'm not getting a watery sense from it at all.
No, it smells spreadable. Thick.
Yeah, heavy. I was about to say that.
I apologize.
No, that's cool.
It smells outstanding.
Yeah.
The only thing I can pull out of it is probably your dark fruits. You got yourself plums and prunes. I can't really pull anything else out of it. As far as the chocolate goes, you're dealing with a couple of variants. You're dealing with dark chocolate and milk chocolate kind of together. And then, of course, the coffee is all I'm getting out of it. But as far as the booze, there's a little boozy twang for me.
Mm.
So, all right, let's get down to the taste, folks. Let's have do to do. Okay, this is mellowed out.
Mm.
I've got some, actually, something a little different here. Almost like a lavender feel, like it's delicate and floral that's been dredged through chocolate and coffee.
Okay.
And it's boozy as hell on the back end. It's definitely burning. It's astringent, but it's mellowed out versus when we had it fresher. But as far as where this beer stands, it's very delicate and aggressive at the same time. It just is definitely going to slow you down because I'm definitely getting that the roadblock that's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's a good characteristic of Imperial Stouts is it will slow you down because they tend to be heavier, especially with a higher ABV. So you're getting the heaviness of the malt profile, that sweetness, and then the booziness to back it up is going to kind of make you want to pump the pedals a little bit.
Pump the pedals.
It's got, you know, everything that we described. It's got some dark fruits in it. I can get a little bit of twang. Definitely boozy, chocolatey, coffee. It's good stuff. And I agree. It has mellowed since we had it.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. When you age a lot of these beers, sometimes letting it mellow out, you can enjoy it and appreciate it that much more. It's like art. You know what I'm saying? You can appreciate it down the line. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and grade this. What do you have, Mr. Frank?
I'm going to go 4.
Big shout out to Key.
Big shout out to Key. I'm going to go 4. Above average. I like that it's mellowed. It's got some nice, you know, typical dark stout properties to it. I like the creaminess to it. It's not too boozy. I think it's just boozy enough.
Fair enough.
That's where I'm at.
All right. I'm going to hit it with a 4. Great mellowed out beer. A phenomenal product. If you ever get a chance to head on down the Speakeasy in the San Francisco area, definitely pick up some Scarface. It is phenomenal. And we've also had the pleasure of trying other variants that they've done. And again, Scarface is just one of those big body beers that you just definitely could use and share amongst others. Or this is definitely a Netflix and chill moment, I'll tell you that. So you just want to just relax with this. And because if not, you're going to have a bad time. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad that we're back. So far, Frank, how do you like the first 2 beers that we're rolling with?
Very, very nice.
Beautiful. You sound mellow.
I am mellow.
Is that some good ABV sitting there, huh?
You know, it's a dark beer, high ABV night. Let's just hang out and chill.
Yeah, then you know what? I'll slow down with you.
Sure.
Shall we become slow-mo?
No.
Why?
We'll save that for later.
Okay, so later?
Later.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we start this particular beer, we want to thank Clearance Air. Jasmine, we love you. We wish you luck with everything. Because the last time I spoke to her, she was having surgery.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember exactly. It's been a while since I spoke to her. So the last conversation we had, she was having surgery. So hope all is well. And I know she's really busy in all her line of work that she does. So we want a big shout out to you because this beer actually comes from Alaska. She brought it from there, from her hometown. So, all right, Frank, what are we about to do thanks to Miss Clearance Air?
All right. So this is from Alaskan Brewing. It is called Perseverance. It is their, looks like it might be a 30th anniversary beer, but it is a Russian Imperial Stout. I just had it, 9% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, ask Siri, ask Google, Alaskan Brewing Company.
This is their 30-year anniversary beer.
Nice Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau in your mouth. It's a frosted thing there. Let me set that there like that.
That's a nice bottle. There we go. Nucleation.
Yeah, you need that. We got it so we don't get full on the show.
Right.
We don't want to get full on the show. So we're going to go ahead and set that there for Miss Sella. All right. Miss Sella, you know you can just move the light out of the way. Yeah, I'm just saying, you don't have to be creepy. Okay, fair enough, guys. Big shout out to Miss Sella and her non-contorting ass. All right, Frank Aruda, dude, to the smell. No, we're not recording all that banging and shit. Guys, don't edit that out, guys. Don't edit that out. Let Miss Silly hear herself in this one. She was not slick. Get this out of my way. Today's show has been brought to you by motorcycle assholes in my neighborhood. It's all quiet here. Disbelief. Shout out to the Death Wobble.
Did you just fart?
No, I did. That was not me. Okay, it came from over there.
Somebody has farted in our general direction.
Like, for real?
Somebody's farted in our general direction.
Yeah, hold on, guys. We're going to find out who farted. All right, Frank, tell them all about obsbeers.com.
So, obsbeers.com was formed a few years ago by some putts and another putts, and they drank a beer at the end. No, really, it was formed as the idea of like a midnight bottle share kind of club, and it morphed into online beer reviews and, of course, shenanigans. And by this time, we're talking it's about 3 years, and it's got to be over 1,000 beer reviews on the channel. If you get a chance, head over to obsbeers.com and check out our reviews. So now that Key's returned to the set, who was out there farting?
Actually, it was not a fart.
Ah.
So what happened was Kelly was outside putting in the ordinance, and she moved the chair. Sounded like a fart.
Got it.
So we want to say, sorry, Alaskan. Somebody was outside in my front of my house. All right. Yes, that's what she was doing. And she looked at me like, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you're all good, Kelly. You're all good. So I pushed her down. All right. So what are we on right now? Like, you know, hey.
We're going to cheers to the smell right now.
Oh, let's do it. It's kind of sucked, though. That was a beastly sound.
Which we've already cheers to the smell, but we're going to do it again.
All right. So what do you got right there, Frank, on that? Because now I can think about his farts.
It's got coffee and chocolate in it, obviously. Of course.
Can we find anything else?
The coffee and the chocolate is not overwhelming. It's just kind of there.
Actually, you're right. It's just basically your average smells.
Yeah, it's nothing remarkable about the smell.
No, not at all. But let's persevere through to the taste.
Yeah, perseverance.
Let's do it.
Maybe that's what you got to do.
Now.
Better.
No, hold on. That's spicy. Okay, that booze ended up kicking on the back of my throat. Guys, when I make these weird sounds, mouth is just, so these beers catch me off guard. What I like about this particular beer is it's not only boozier than the other ones, like the more, it's more prominent,
yep,
but it's woodsy and like just barrel. It tastes like bark, earth, barrel. It's almost like a barley wine. And then you get the booze, then the coffee, and we're talking scorched. This thing is dark. And then the chocolate kicks in, and unfortunately, it's not like, for me, it's not sweet. It's dark chocolate and cocoa nibs and cocoa powder, but not sweet. So this whole entire beer is like, you got to muscle your way through it, and the more it warms up, the more intense I guarantee you it's going to be. This thing is heavy and dark and delicious, and when you lick your lips, it's buttery. Man, this thing is beastly. So the smell definitely fools you. Then you dive right on in. That's your ass. You're going to have a bad time if you don't watch yourself. Should have French fried instead of pizza.
It's definitely more aggressive to the taste than it was to the smell. Lots of grit. Really earthy.
Right.
You get more fruit presence. I think, like you were comparing it to a barley wine or saying it's kind of edging that way.
Yeah.
That's how I feel also. It almost seems like it's a combination between a stout and a barley wine.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So you get more of that kind of spicy dark fruits as opposed to just coffee and chocolate.
It has like a sort of like pepper finish. Not like a jalapeno finish, but like just like white pepper or regular pepper finish, just a little.
When we're done actually giving it a rating, turn the bottle around so it's facing you, and then you can actually read what is actually in it.
No, that'd be perfect.
Because I already know, because I have to look at the bottle to get the information. So.
But it has spice in it.
Well, just we'll take a look.
Okay, fair enough. I like the way that we'll just take a look aspect of the show. That's fantastic, cheating ass. You read it earlier, whatever. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and cheers to the taste. All right, Frank, let's go in for one more.
Okay.
Let's go in for one more. That was for good measure. Now it's cheers to the grade. Go ahead, Frank, what do you have?
I'm going to give it a 4. It's good. It's not really spectacular.
I mean, I don't mean to like chime in on you on this one, but if you think about all the Alaskan beers we have ever had, they're usually just, they're the ones you find, they're your alternative for craft beer in a bar.
Yeah.
If you don't want to drink your normal mainstream commercialized beer, Alaskan is kind of making their way through, and they're in certain bars, especially around here. You know, if you got your Samuel Adams, your Newcastles, and all that shit, but then you see Alaskan, you're going to drink their shit over the other people.
Right.
I think this is their, I would say this is for these guys. This would be their top shelf by comparison of all their other beers they make. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of jump in there on that. Stacked up on the show, sure. But as far as what they make, Frank, that's why I didn't mean, that's why I'm kind of jumping in to kind of get you in the right mindset on just this particular beer. So that's all. I just wanted to kind of nudge you in the right direction on
that. Well, I'm not saying it's bad. I think I was just expecting a little more malt presence, a little more chocolate, a little more coffee. And it just kind of missed the mark for me.
Okay. I get more wood than anything.
Yep.
You know me. I like enjoy that stuff. All right. I'm going to hit it with a 4.2. Everything we said in the show, as far as this segment, I'm going to go ahead with, and even what Frank says, but I had to throw that, like do that little side insert about what their product line is all about. It's about cold consumption, good time. The other beer inside the bar is how I look at them. Like, oh, shit, you got Alaskan? Okay. We're just going to fuck with that for the rest of the night. Cause they really make good after work beers and cold leisure lawnmower beers and seasonable great beers. And then they come out with this 30-year-old beer here, and they're talking about, man, and there's just some really cool aspects about it versus all their other beers that I've ever tried. So that's why I'm giving them kudos on that. And at that point, again, I didn't mean to cut off Frank on that, but I just kind of everyone to understand that he's right. There might have been and should have been more presence of the things that we were talking about, but at the same time, we want to give you guys that safety or that, what's the thing that they do? A handicap.
Right.
We give them the handicap on the fact that all their beers do not taste like this. So I wanted you guys to understand it as well. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to be right back. We want you guys to have yourself a good time. And always remember.
Hey, Key.
Yo, what's up, man?
So there's a guy that follows us on Periscope. His name is Four Paid Money.
Yeah, I've heard of Four Paid Money.
And I hear you're taking his mama out.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Let me tell you what I'm going to do with his mama. Not only am I going to fucking slam the ham with the wham, the bam, I'm also going to let her watch me bang her sister.
So if you need to get a beer to kind of wash things down after taking Four Paid Money's mama out.
Yeah, I'm going to take her out.
Where are you going to look?
Well, before I go look at obsbeers.com, since I'm going to take out that ugly ass bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, because she got gutter trash. She got a yuck mouth. I'm going to go ahead and get me one of them Four Locos. You know I hate that malt shit, but I'm going to have to wash that shit out before I kiss her. Got to numb up the senses. And then after I'm done, I need to find some way to wash the scent away. I need to go to obsbeers.com. Are you kidding me? obsbeers.com. I'm telling you, for all your skank needs, I'm telling you, they got the best beer reviews ever, the high-end shit. I'm telling you, like, after you bang, what's his name again?
Four Paid Money.
Four Paid Money's mom, then the sister, and I'm going to let you know now, sometimes her brother tries to get in. You're going to need a good beer to wash that, not only down your gullet, but you're also going to need to find a way to wash it off your dick. So listen, obsbeers.com for all your needs, guys. Everything you need. So what's his name one more time?
Big shout out to Four Paid Money's
Yo,
mama.
Four Paid Mama's Money. Look, actually, she doesn't really have a name. We just call her that bitch over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the young kids, Sean, I think it's called a thought, that hoe over there. We got her. obsbeers.com for all your needs. We're letting you guys know because, hey, beer's what we have in common.
What's Four Paid Mama's Money store?
Dicks in your mouth.
You have one new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's freeway close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get down with the last two beers, but we're about to do one before the last one, which makes it the fourth.
Yeah.
All right, so right now we want to give a huge shout-out to our man, Will. Will, we really do appreciate this, and just for a disclaimer, we were supposed to do one of these beers on our inauguration on October 21st. Frank, we were supposed to do it, but we ended up not being able to do a lot of the beers, so because it was his birthday. So both of these beers came from him, so we're going to do them on the show. We want to give a huge shout-out for this one, too. Will, thank you very much. Frank, what are we doing?
This is from Fremont Brewing out of Seattle, Washington. It's their Dark Star Oatmeal Stout. It's an Imperial Oatmeal Stout coming in at 8% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's fremontbrewing.com.
Okay, fair enough. Let's crack this out. I like the label. What do you say to that label?
That's cool.
A little dragon on it.
Make a good tattoo.
Would you get it on you?
Probably not.
You wouldn't get the dragon on you?
No, I would like a little more color.
Well, I mean, you can always... No one said it had to be set in stone.
That's true.
What colors would you go with? Something bright?
Something bright.
I'd go with like some pink and greens and... Like, no bullshit. I really would. It's a really nice dragon that's on the cover of this. So there we go, Mr. Frank. And we want to say thank you, Mr. Will. Because during this recording, he's actually watching us. Ooh, I got lucky. I got lucky.
Sure did.
It did not spill over. So we want to give a huge shout out to Will. Again, he's actually watching us live during this recording on Periscope, mind you. So if you ever want to check out our show on Periscope, check us out at OBS Beers while we do the recording and stuff like that. That's a great way to see what we do and how hard we work. All right, so let's go ahead and cheers to the smell because apparently I got a lot going on here. Okay, I can't really smell anything on that one. Maybe go use yours for a second if you don't mind. What'd you get? Okay, then actually nothing. It's actually the same.
Chocolate coffee.
All right.
Oaky.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Was there more wood going on?
Yep.
So you got some firewood going on here, a little oak, some maybe French oak, maybe a little cherry wood, but it has a lot of wood properties to it and your standard Imperial style fragrances. I mean, there's not much else we can talk about.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure still, because on my particular glass, the head retention is way higher than his.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was the same fragrance. So I was very pleased about that. That's actually pretty cool consistency wise. That's pretty cool. So, all right. Cheers to taste. Okay. It's extremely smooth. It's not watery, but it's lactose. Very creamy. The coffee is now at the point, the back of my throat. It's two types of coffee for me. Fresh roasted and scorched. Then the chocolate, I'm going to go with dark chocolate on this. Baker's chocolate. Mm-hmm. Maybe some white chocolate because it's a funky, weird chocolate. I always think white chocolate's the funkiest. And as far as cocoa, I'm not getting any cocoa here. I think the two coffee aspects are pretty much intense, but the texture is the part I'm impressed about is how rich, creamy, and thick this thing is. It's mm-hmm. got a mouthfeel like it's nobody's business. Frank, what do you got?
Yeah, I think the mouthfeel you're getting is from the oatmeal. So when they put oatmeal in a stout, it's going to really cream it out. I got everything that you said and boozy, really warming.
Yeah.
I got that warming in the chest that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
It took me a couple sips just to make absolutely sure that that's where it was happening. But so it finishes boozy and all the way back.
Yep, I got it now. Right. I took a good swig.
Like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, man, that's nice. Yep. Okay. I remember Will was telling me when we were on Periscope, he was like, I don't know which one that you like better. And so I'm glad that we're able to share this particular moment with him through this beer. This thing is really nice. It's nice. I'm not going to lie. It's really nice.
Yep.
But there's really not any wow factor for me that's like, except for that creamy, buttery thickness that it has. I think the mouthfeel is more impressive than anything else.
Okay.
So what do we got?
I'm going to go 4.25 on it.
Okay.
That seems to be where I'm hanging tonight. It's above average, but not stellar. The profile's good on it. I especially like the oatmeal in it that makes it come across that really kind of thick and viscous and creamy, which makes it kind of nice. You got that burn in the end, which is good. That's what I'm expecting from a higher ABV beer, and that's where we are.
Fair enough. All right, for me, guys, I'm going to hit it with a 4. The only thing, in my opinion, that makes this beer top-notch is its texture and mouthfeel. I also would probably give the notes on the two different aspects of the coffee. Other than that, it's a nice beer. Get out and get it. The label's kick-ass. The beer's kick-ass. And the cool part is this is definitely one of those beers that you would share amongst your friends and family. And sure enough, Will definitely shared it with us. And we want to say thank you, Will, again.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Yeah, this beer is really good. All right, guys, we'll be back with the next beer. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you guys for this wonderful beer ride that we've had with you. We want to give a shout out to Chill Love Radio, Sean, the Sellies, Will, everybody who was a part of this. Let's see, there was Brax, then there was Mrs. Clarence Air, and we want to say thank you everybody for this particular episode on our podcast, Open Bottle Talk, here on chilloveradio.net.
And don't forget iPad for money.
An iPad for money, because your mom's is nasty. All right, now we got that out of the way. We're going to go ahead and get down with this beer. And again, we want to thank Will for his second contribution to the show. And Frank, he raves up. Like, I swear to you, if he was a chick, we'd be in the splash zone. He rants and raves about this beer all the time. And so he finally got us one for us to talk about.
Cool. This is from Two Beers Brewing Company out of Seattle, Washington. This is the Overhang Imperial Porter. 60 IBUs, 12.4% ABV. It is barrel aged. This bottle is number 309 out of 1,000. If you want more information on these guys, look up Two Beers Brewing Company.
There it is.
Thank you.
So, Frank, while I open this up, because this has wax, what did you think about that serial number? Like, this 309 out of 1,000.
It's kind
of
cool when they put that on. You're imagining you're getting something special.
Right.
And I'm sure this is going to be special, because Will does rave about this.
Ah, where's the closies?
I don't know. I found them. Right next to you. Grab those balls.
I'm on it. Okay, hold on. This got a lot of wax on here.
It's got a lot of wax.
I got to get in there, Frank. Oh, I broke some of that wax. Hold on.
It's like iPad for Money's mom.
It's hard to get past them crusty sills. Is he even still in the room?
No. Okay. I'm still talking about him.
Okay, good. Glad we learned how to let shit go on the show. All right, maybe during Two for the Road, we can explain what that commercial was all about.
And this is a porter, so...
No, what it's fine. No, it's cool. No, let me see what she... No, she like how she's whispering after already making the noise. Like she doesn't know how this is her first time on the show, guys.
Let me be really quiet. Boom, 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 boom.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, Miss Sella, we picked her up at the Goodwill.
Oh, my hip.
She's, guys, if I swear to God, if she farts right now, then you know she's an older lady. Listen, we ended up striking a deal with Colostomy Bags, and this person became the spokeswoman. So
it is a porter, so it should not be as creamy as a stout.
Shh, keep it down. Miss Sella's trying to take a picture.
Sorry.
Let her fucking take a picture.
I forgot. There's no...
Yeah, she's back there laughing. She's out of breath.
It's like a silent movie.
You guys heard her go, she's just taking a breath out of the fucking tank.
Yep.
Hold on, let me make sure. Miss Sally, are you good?
good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you watch out for the bug zapper this time?
Stop making an obstacle for
She's
you.
Trying to take a picture. You need to be quiet.
Oh, Okay, we got out the way, guys. Okay. Oh,
she tripped again.
Oh, damn it. She was trying to gargle the dick. Sorry about that, guys. Alright, cheers to the smell. You know damn well Will will never send us another beer again. Oh, wait a minute now. Uh-oh. That's malty.
Yep.
There's a lot of malt going on here, guys. It smells almost syrupy, but it's not. Just really sweet. Me and Frank had the opportunity to work with a larger scale of brewing, and we know with that wart smell and all that good stuff, it's really sweet. So whatever malts they're using in here is very predominant in the smell. So you've got it's got like this honey biscuit graham cracker smell going on. Let's go with the chocolate covered graham crackers. And I think that's where I'm going to leave it at. I don't smell any coffee or anything like that because we know porter has some of those characteristics, but I've got a little bit of chocolate and graham cracker with that.
I got that. I got caramel. Definitely bourbon.
Oh, sorry about that. There's Miss Sally again.
Falling.
Yeah. Stop, Miss Sally. You good?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Toothpicky?
Yeah. A little toothpick. I had to pour another glass. Miss Sally knocked mine over. Sorry about that. Okay. So we ready for
it? Let's go in.
All right. Let's go in. All right. Here we go. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Oh my God, that is a beast. Wow. Syrupy, full body. There's a burn like nobody's fucking business. Holy shit, that's... Frank, I took a little bit. That bitch is spidering through my chest.
Yeah.
It's got some botanicals going on. And then woodsy. But I want to capitalize on the hop profile. It is like a very sticky plant with some bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes sweet. And then back to the hops. And then it finishes off like super sticky.
Yeah.
So it's phenomenal. I can see why he really raves about this beer. And there's so much going on here, man.
Yeah, it's worth a rave. It's definitely sticky, toffee, caramel.
That was it, toffee, sorry.
Chocolate, coffee, bordering on a barley wine. This is what I really expect more of. Something dark and imperial. She banged into the lights now. This girl is a fucking menace.
OBSbeers.com, equal opportunity employer.
Fucking menace. She's not even taking pictures. She's just walking. All she's doing is walking, folks, and just trashing the set. Fucking bullying.
So I should just ask her like this. Hey, Miss Sally, you doing okay? I'm doing okay. You guys do your show.
I'm fine.
Ain't you fine? Look, no offense to anybody who is in special needs. It's just that we have one ourselves. And this one is just like, it's okay. As long as I'm participating. So thank you, Miss Sally. No problem, guys. All right, Frank, I tell you. Sorry about that, man. She fucking literally ran into the light, dude. Oh, my God. Okay, guys, real quick. So I was banging the bottles around, making fun of her, and she actually walked into some shit. I'm really sorry. Sorry, Chill Lover Radio, for ruining the show. All right, Frank, continue, man. I apologize.
Lots of vanilla also.
Actually, I was going to ask you if there was any vanilla profile, but for me, vanilla bean, like the husk. Not like scraping it out, but like the husk. I think I'm most impressed on this porter of the hop profile and how earthy and botanical it is.
And boozy. So,
yeah, the booze is... Okay, Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Just as he said that, the booze hit me.
It hit you good, yeah, huh? Do you want to show us on this beer bottle where the booze hit you?
Right, yeah.
Man, Miss Sally, how do you feel about this beer? Oh, no, it's pretty good, and it's burning me. I hope it don't burn the backside. No, it's not going to burn the backside, Miss Sally. Miss Sally, if you understand what's going on, it's a beer. I know, but I'm not supposed to have it with my medication, but I love working with you guys. All right, Miss Sally, will you go sit down? Okay, hold on. God damn, Frank, she spilled, but I don't think that's beer. I think that's... feces.
Awesome.
I think her bag busted open. I'm sorry. We'll clean it up after the show. Just watch your step. That thinking. All right, Frank. Anything else? Okay,
no.
We can't go back in for the smell because now it just smells like shit on the shit.
Right.
All right, so we got booze. Busted colostomy bag, apparently.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
We're going to have to fire her, Frank. We're going to have to fire her. No, you won't. Okay, fair enough. It is a tax write-off. All right, Frank. Let's go ahead and grade this. Thanks to Miss Sally fucking up the show. That was horrible.
Let's see. I'm going to go 4.9.
4.9?
I think this was spectacular, especially leave it to last.
Right.
Got great flavor. Love the booziness in it. Love that bourbon taste you're getting from the barrels that it was aged in.
Man, it's ridiculously delicious.
Pretty much everything in a bourbon barrel is fantastic.
Of course.
But they did a fantastic job with this.
Fair enough. Now, Frank, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while. Is this for a beginner?
Oh, no.
Yeah, fuck no, you millennials. No, fuck those millennials.
This will make you cry.
This will. So I'm going to hit it with a 4.9 as well. We try not to give out our 5. So 4.9 is damn near almost like a 5. But it's like, you know. The great part about this beer is not only the things that we were talking about. It's just that the sheer fact that the more we keep sipping on it, the more aggressive it becomes. It's like we're piling on the punishment.
Yeah.
And the booze is getting heavier and heavier. It's getting stickier and stickier. And it's just amazing. It's pretty fucking delicious. And, of course, that toffee profile that Frank capitalized on is immaculate. So, again, Will, you were spot on with this, always ranting and raving, and we really... And the funny thing is, when I talked to Will on the phone, he was like, I think you guys will like this. And I was like, oh, my God, he sounds like Miss Sally. And then I was like, are you guys related? No, we're a part of the same house. We used to make fireman equipment. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, at least they're helping us out. Go Browns. Because there's still shit on the set. And so, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with 2 on the road. I like 2 on the road! All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and handle 2 for the road. You know what that means. We're at the end of the show. So, Frank, let's talk about a couple of things before we do the 2 for the road like we always do.
Yeah.
So out of all these beers withstanding, this is not 2 for the road because I think 2 for the road is more comedy. So I'm going to ask you, out of all of these, which one was your lackluster and which one was your favorite and which one would you never, ever touch ever again?
Spoke myself in the eye.
That's hot. Well, at least it wasn't the brown.
Let's see.
And again, this is not for 2 for the road. This is just, I wanted to know. These were all good, so.
Yeah, they were all good. Which one? Was lackluster.
Which one was phenomenal, and then which one you would never drink again?
I don't know if there's any of them I would never drink again.
Okay.
So I'm going to skip that.
Okay, good. Good for you picking out what question you want to answer. Yep. That's great. One for the road now.
One I think was lackluster was the Perseverance.
Okay.
And the one which was phenomenal was the Overhang.
Okay. Now I'm going to go a little bit weirder than you.
Please do.
I think Dark Star was a lackluster compared out of this lineup, and of course Overhang was the superior one.
Okay.
So I just want to kind of put that out there and perspective. I want you guys to understand that me and Frank do not necessarily think the same. We just have the same understanding of beers in general. And I think I'm just stacking them up compared to both of them, you know what I mean? But they were all phenomenal beers on the show. And again, we want to thank everybody whose hands were in this. So we'll go from top to bottom. Brax, Clarence, Sarah, that's Miss Jasmine, Will, Sean, Key, Frank, the Sellies, Chilla Real Danette. This is a phenomenal show, this episode. All right, Frank, let's go ahead and do 2 for the road. Let's give it to him. Oh, an iPad for monies. Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you might as well tell them what the joke is on that commercial we did.
So when we're recording the podcast, we're also streaming live on Periscope. And we had someone who was coming into the stream and saying nasty things to us. So, and he wouldn't let up. He was in here for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Super troll almost.
And so we decided to make a commercial out of his mom.
And he did not like
it. No, he wasn't happy.
Oh, no. I think that's what made him leave.
Yeah, he left.
Welcome to the show, bitches, bitches, bitches. So that's what's behind it. So other than that, guys, if we had to redo the commercial, obsbeers.com for all your beer needs. Check out the homepage. Walk a flock of flame. So with that said, all right, Frank, I will start you off with 2 for the road. Here we go. So Frank, out of all 5 of these beers, which one would you give to Miss Sally?
Yeah!
To calm her down on the show.
Well, I don't drink beer, but okay, Frank, which one would you give me? Hold on, I'm drooling. That's not a beer.
Well, she's stone sober right now.
Yeah, I didn't touch nothing yet.
So I'm thinking we'd go with the Speedway Stout.
Yeah, I like race cars. Vroom.
At 12%.
Yeah, vroom.
Because that may steady her gait.
I like gates. I like chewing on wood. And I like Frank.
Right.
Frank. Frank.
Anyway.
No, Frank.
Yes.
I fingered myself and lost.
Jesus Christ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that got a little
out of... Sorry, folks, I couldn't handle it anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What were we going to say? Wait, she's trying to get her attention.
I locked the ring in it.
Okay, honey, go sit your retarded ass down. Fuck. Damn, woman.
Anyway.
Dying.
Frank, all right, so Key.
Well, first off, I'm trying to trip that you lost the ring in there, Frank.
I'm not surprised by anything. So, for those that don't know Key, he's not one to turn down a bet.
Shit, you're right.
So, if someone bet you that you had to funnel one of these.
Oh, shit.
Which one would you choose?
Oh, Overhang all day. I mean, if I'm going to go, if I'm literally going to go ahead and funnel and hose it down, I need to be the person people expect me to be and go all out.
So you're going
to
go big?
Like, yeah. I mean, you're fucking about the, fuck it. It's ready to go. Let's do it. Hell yeah, I'm going to fucking funnel. And for an extra 20, we'll butt chug. I ain't never even butt chug. I'll butt chug an extra 20.
Okay.
20 more bottles. I didn't mean either. Money.
I understood
Okay,
that.
Fair enough. All right, Frank.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about partying.
Yeah.
All right, out of all 5 of these beers, if you had to play spin spin the bottle and it was nothing but dudes, which bottle are you spinning?
I'm going to go with the Speedway Stout, which is a can.
You still got to spin it, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so why would you use that for spinning when you're in a circle full of dudes?
Because it's a can.
Fair enough. I like your logic.
Yeah.
Can you help me find my finger with my ring?
You don't sit your ass down, Miss Sally.
So, folks, make sure that you pay attention to the warning at the beginning of the show, please.
Oh, shit. You know who's watching right now? Who's that? Was it
Brewer Brad? Brian?
Brad, what up, man? Guys, right now, we're live on Periscope at the recording of this, and we want to give a huge shout-out to Brewer Rebellion Brad. Welcome for coming in. Phenomenal. Check those guys out.
It's Andy.
No, wait, whoa. Then what's the BR for?
Yeah, what's the BR for?
Yeah. So, Brewer Rebellion BR on Periscope.
I thought it was Brad.
Yeah, we thought it was Brad.
Well, but it's Andy.
It's Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
All right, so we're going to go ahead. Sorry, Frank. You're what you got? Oh, it stands for Brew Rebellion, Brew Rebellion.
Got it. Just in case you forgot, Brew Rebellion.
I helped him write it.
Got to be the BR at the end.
Miss Sally helped him write it.
I did. I was like, you got to put a BR at the end so people know it's the BR for the Brew Rebellion.
Okay, sit your ass down.
No game.
All right, so your turn, Frank.
Let's see. Man, I got nothing.
No gang.
I got nothing.
Oh, come on. All right, I got you, Frank.
No, I'll get it.
Well, then come on. This is
how
like...
about, I'll go with the kind of old standard. What are you going to cook with Scarface?
Scarred faces.
Okay.
No,
thanks for coming, everybody. Have a good night. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Honestly, if I had to cook with Scarface, I would honestly, because of the name Scarface, I'd have to do some sort of red wine sauce or something all vinegary. What am I doing?
Someone asked on Periscope to see what we were drinking.
Yeah, so. No problem. Show it to him.
Turn. There we go.
There we go. There you guys go. Sorry about that. So, honestly, I would honestly cook an Italian dish with this. I would probably do some actual homemade noodles, like make them myself.
Interesting.
And then do like a red wine reduced sauce or something like that. So, I think it would pair very well with that.
Okay.
All right, Frank, last question for you, my good friend.
Yeah.
Out of all these beers,
yeah.
It's the last beer on earth.
Yeah.
And you have to share it with Sean. What would the beer be?
Definitely the Overhang.
But he's allergic to Imperial Porters.
Well, that's why, because...
Fucking kill the gimp.
And then I could drink the rest of it.
Good on you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you guys for putting up with our bullshit today.
I'm no fool.
No, you ain't no fool. Kill that little kid. Fuck him. Listen, guys, we want to thank everybody for putting up with our shit today on the show. Listen, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Check out obsbeers.com. Chill Lover Radio. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And always remember, if you're going to masturbate, God kills kittens and I hate cats. Peace!
That's right, keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.